طيب، so the question is concerning a divorced sister who has custody of her three children and her ex-husband, who is supposed to be supporting the children financially, is not. She currently has him in the court system for child maintenance. So she's asking, she can barely make ends meet. Does she have to pay zakat al-fitr for them? Barakallahu feekum.
The people, as it relates to zakat al-fitr, ikhwan, are of one of two categories. They are either, in terms of the ahkam and the rulings of zakat al-fitr, they are either from those who are eligible to pay it, or they are from those who are eligible to receive it. And those then who are considered from the fuqara wal-masakeen, that is, they are from these two categories of individuals, the fuqara and the masakeen. These are both forms of needy individuals, though there is a difference between the two. Some scholars hold that the faqir is the one who is destitute and has absolutely nothing, while the miskeen is the one that has something, but it is not enough to make ends meet. And some hold that the opposite is true. And Allahu Ta'ala A'lam, the first position is what is most correct. That is that the faqir is the one that is destitute, poor and destitute, and the miskeen is the one that has something, but it is not enough to make ends meet. And one of the evidences that the scholars use for that is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as occurs in the story of Musa and Khadir. As far as Musa and Khadir, if you're familiar with Surah Al-Kahf, then you will know that there is a story that Allah Azza wa Jal refers to and speaks about Musa and Khadir, that Allah Azza wa Jal sent Khadir to Musa that he may benefit from him, and to highlight to him that there is someone in the dunya that has more knowledge or was given more knowledge than he was at that particular time. And so he went to meet Khadir. When he met Khadir, Khadir said, "You can follow me and you can benefit from me, but as long as you don't ask me concerning what I do," and you, I'm sure, will be aware of the story. So during their journey, he carried out a number of things. Number one, they had to embark upon a journey where they had to cross a river. And so there were some people who were working on the river and trying to make ends meet. They had a boat, and so they would charge to bring people across the river. And so he made a hole in their boat, which prevented them from using the boat. Similarly, they went onto a township. Khadir came across a young boy. He killed the young boy, and then they continued, and they went to another township that was that refused to host them. Of course, in those days, brothers and sisters, there were not hotels and what have you. So if you were wayfarers, and the people of a particular place would have to look after you. And so while they were wayfarers, they passed through a village. The people of that village refused to host them. And so they had to, as travelers and as wayfarers, they had to continue upon their journey without being hosted and without having anywhere to rest. And so as they were leaving the township, Khadir, he built the wall, a wall that was falling down. He took time out and he built the whole wall back up. And so Musa said, "You should have taken payment for that, especially after the way that they were treated." And so Khadir, he said, "Look, this is going to be the parting between me and you. And I will now tell you why I did what I did." And so he mentioned, and Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, and this is the point of evidence that we're coming to, وَأَمَّا السَّفِينَ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. As far as the ship, then it was owned by some masakeen. It was owned by some poor people who worked upon the waters, but there was a tyrannical king that was taking anyone who was on those waters as slaves. And so he made a hole in the boat so that they couldn't go out on the boat, so they wouldn't be taken as slaves. Of course, Khadir knew this was going to happen. They didn't. But the point of evidence is that the scholars they mentioned, وَأَمَّا السَّفِينَةُ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ, as far as the ship, that it was owned by masakin. Yani, it was owned by someone who was referred to as miskin. And so even though he was referred to as, and they were referred to as masakin, miskin, they still owned the boat. They still owned the ship. And so that in our time is the wealth, is the, yani, the possession of the wealthy. But the reality is that that was their position, and it was the one thing that they had to make some ends meet. And so even though they had a position, which was a boat, it didn't cause them to leave the realms of being considered miskeen. And so it may well be that one of our sisters, or our brothers for that matter, that they're in a situation, they have some possessions. And so it happens regularly where people argue with them, saying that you are not considered miskeen, you're not considered poor, because you have this and you have that and you have a place and. But these possessions do not necessarily necessitate that a person is now in the realms of the wealthy. Since, as we mentioned, the miskeen may well have some possessions, but he or she does not have enough to make ends meet and to take care of those who are underneath their jurisdiction. And so with that being the case, it would appear that the sister is deserving of Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat al-Fitr is given so that the poor, ayyuha al-ikhwa, during Eid, that everyone is able to enjoy and have something to eat during Eid. And so then it would appear that the sister herself is the one that Zakat al-Fitr should be paid to, and not that Zakat al-Fitr is upon her if she does not have the wherewithal to make ends meet with her responsibilities, with the children, and other than that. And we advise her ex-husband to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to take care of his responsibilities in relation to those children, and to make the situation easy for the sister by taking care of that of your responsibilities. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.